From Brisbane, Australia, this is episode 25 of The Normal Blokes, a podcast dedicated to improving the competitive 40k experience. I'm Deneef, and today we've got Luke.
Hey.
Jordan. Jordan, we didn't hear you, that's right. And Liam.
I'm still alive. I'm not dead, I promise.
That's Jordan's good. Back. So, on this episode, we'll be discussing a few things. We'll be talking about BrizCon, and for those going to BrizCon, just a few reminders. And then we'll be talking about hobby burnout. Now, anyone that's been in the hobby for a while might have felt this when they get a little bit of writer's block with whatever they're doing, be it hobby, painting, gaming, and we'll talk about ways to avoid that and push through it. But before we start, a big welcome to, I think we talked about this on a few episodes, but because we've got everyone here, big welcome to Liam Hackett as an official host of The Normal Blokes.
I feel so loved. This is the family I never...
We're your real family now, Liam.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I really enjoy this. This is a lot of fun.
Jordan's the bicep. I'm the brain. Luke's the heart. And Liam's the knob.
The mega.
Oh, my God. Why did I not see that coming?
All right. What have you guys been up to in the hobby this week?
Currently, I'm building some custodies to steal also Liam's custodies for the Warhammer Champs.
Hang on, wait a second. You're building somebody else's custodies, but you're borrowing my custodies for this weekend?
Yeah, you don't have enough custodies, Liam. I need more custodies.
Are you actually up for the shields? Because I have those.
No, well, good old Brian gave me some custodies guardians with sword and board. And I have to paint them, so I'm overcoming the hobby block by bribing someone to let me use it.
I've got some painted ones for you,
man. I just finished building.
Yes. Guardian. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about that.
Actually, okay. Liam, you have stacks.
I don't know. I thought you only have a Laris.
No, man, got heaps.
Okay, well, fuck you, Brian. He's going in the bin.
Sorry, Brian.
A big fuck you, Brian, on the podcast. Yeah.
And that's how you build a community.
That'd be Brian.
All right, I just built my fifth. Oh fuck, I'm choking on some Cocoa Pops. Oh god, I just built my fifth Death Watch kill team today, and it was fucking painful. So yeah, I'm happy to be recording.
You machine. I've just been playing Marines because I'm a sadist apparently, and I'm just playing Demi Company Marines. Just to make myself sad.
Nothing wrong with that.
My loss streak begs to differ. It's freaking impossible.
I haven't been doing too much of the old hobby. Been a bit busy, but...
Kicking indoors, busted criminals.
Yeah, catching all the grubs.
Catching all the grubs.
Yeah. If you any grubs
Jordan,
this podcast,
Jordan, this the podcast, magpie Bennett, catching all the grubs.
If any grubs listen to this podcast,
walk into the emergency department at Ipswich one day, and he's going to be like in full policeman mode, and I'm just going to go up and be like, "Oh, hey, man!" And he's just going to get like really soft, holding this absolute drug dealer. It's going to be hilarious.
I'm currently putting to a couple of. I want to buy some Vindicare Assassins soon because I'm an arsehole. And my Infiltrators together because I'm going to run some Infiltrators. And I'm going to get some Death Watch as well. So awesome. Blood Angels list is now Plotch and Assassins or Blood Angels, Death Watch, and a Knight. So I'm looking at a few different options at the moment. So.
Hey, man, super's tasty.
Yeah. I was gonna say, man, just jump to Tyranids and you'll be Adam Abramowitz. It'll be awesome. What about you, Luke? Are the custodes going okay?
Yeah. I suck at painting, really. So, I don't have enough gold for them, so I'm using silver. So that's. Don't tell Brian.
It's all right, mate. You won't hear this episode.
You could just pop a, just bleedly him out a bit. You'll have a bit of gold.
Ooh. Not sure if I should be offended or not.
All right, so first topic before we just keep shit talking for an hour is BrizCon. Now, BrizCon is sold out. We've got a couple of people on the wait list. If you haven't paid for BrizCon yet, but you still want to try and attend, shoot us a message and we'll let you know on, you know, prospects. Occasionally with events, we have a few dropouts. So if you wanted to attend and you haven't paid, you can turn up on the day with your army and everything ready, and we might be able to get you in. On top of that, we're thinking about setting up just an extra table if we've only got one or two more extra players. So definitely shoot us a message. Now, I'm going to be overseas, but Luke and Jordan will be TOing with Jason Beasley helping out on the network side, on the computer side. Luke, what have you got for us in terms of streaming?
Well, I'm currently working on the setup. It's gone well. I've run a few practice games. It actually records really well. I've got the data ready to go from Telstra. It was kind of a struggle because I went in Telstra. I'm like, what's the maximum upload speed that you can get off these things? And she's like, what's upload speed? I'm like, this is going to go well. So I've been going around trying to do my own research, doing some test runs. It's working out all right. So we'll probably have the stream going. The gracious guys at Down on the Network might be hosting us.
Awesome.
If all goes well. So, yeah. It's looking good so far.
Yeah, I'm sadly missing out on Liam on the player side of things. What are you running, the Marines, mate?
Well, look, actually really torn. So the Bug King / Daiso Baggins, Eric, has got me playing some...
Baggins.
Come on, you love it. He's got me playing some Marines to sort of get better at some fundamentals of the game, because unfortunately my way of playing is just to try and cuck people as quickly as possible, which never actually works out against good players. So I could play the Marines, learn a little bit, feel a bit sorry for myself when I lose to anyone with more than one unit. Or I could play the Orcs, which are tried and tested, probably the latter to be perfectly honest. It may be more than one Meganob, as usual. Nice.
I thought of a better one. Eric, son of Gloin. sorry, Eric.
I like Daiso Baggins, I'm sorry. That was on the... I haven't even thinking about that one.
Fuck.
Daiso Baggins. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, the old Marines are not easy to play. Luke, however, how many tanks did you kill in like three turns against me with just Centurions, mate? You killed like seven.
Ooh, yeah. how wild is that Imperial Fist Centurion?
Oh, mate, thing? This was just Gilliman and Heavy Bolts Centurions. Okay. Like,
yeah.
I made the mistake of running six Immolators at him and they just all died. Just all exploded.
And then we were like, after the game, I think you shouldn't run at me.
Yeah, I was like, should use these buildings. But fair enough. And on the topic of that BrizCon, just a few reminders. List submission is soon. It's this weekend, so make sure to sign up to BrizCon and submit your lists.
Oh shit, is it?
Yeah, you dickhead.
I actually
All right, so if one of our hosts is unaware of the submission date, I'm sure other people are, so we'll also put a post on Facebook. Now, the players pack is on our Facebook page and the missions are on there. Just another reminder, we are not playing the ETC missions for 2019. I love you guys for asking questions, but I reckon half the field has sent me a message saying, where are the ETC missions? They're on the players pack and they're not the true actual ETC missions. It's just an ETC style of missions. So we've got Kill Points, Maelstrom and Eternal War, and everything's described in the pack. The other thing is... a reminder that models are required to be a minimum of 3 colours painted plus based. Now, classically, Luke, Jordan, Liam, we've been pretty lax with that. Liam's Ultramarine Army at Flying Trees last year was the epitome of that. So
painted my arms.
So we just want them to not be undergoated or grey and have some basing on them. So
mine weren't.
Yeah, look, I mean, we don't really like to see this. What was it, Liam? A blue sprayed army, silver gun, and a single dot of gold on the left shoulder? You piece of shit. Yeah. So, look, technically, you know what? That's 3 color minimum. But if you can, guys...
I fucking won that tournament as well.
Oh, you piece of shit, you did.
and I played Brian in the finals, and we had the exact same list.
Yeah, and you just went first.
Gilliman, two repulsors, boom, with fucking Hellblasters, and we played the same army.
We should give it to Brian based on his army was fucking painted.
Yeah, and I was at Brian's house the night before, and he spent hours getting it painted, and I just rocked up and got out my paintbrush, no water, and fixed up my whole army.
So, anyway, the lesson here is don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Yeah, the lesson is try and get your models to a reasonable standard, because that sets the scene for, you know, your opponents on the day. Nothing wrong with, you know, Liam's hobby, but it's always good to make the stuff look nice, Liam.
If you won't say it, I will.
But it's okay because, you know, Skits paints your armies and they look beautiful now.
Oh.
But
I painted my own orcs. I know how to use what.
Oh, that's orcs. Yeah.
I'm so annoyed at how well the orcs have turned out.
You went full Nick Nalavati on those orcs, didn't you, mate?
Considering how easy they were to do.
Yeah.
Everyone said I was literally and when I painted an entire army, just wash it. And then you look at it and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, nah. You did that with your Scions.
Oh, right? Dude, your Scions.
2,000 points, 3 nights. It was wild.
Didn't they win Best Painted or something as well on the day?
No.
You got full painting points, didn't you?
Yeah, I got full paint score, but I got Best Painted in a previous army. It was an Admech army that I had. And Ben painted like half of it. And Ben came to the same tournament, and it made him so angry.
But, just another reminder, on top of not doing that, As per the players pack, we just wanted to clarify a few things. Now, we made the players pack for BrizCon before the ETC missions were out. Now, they've got a few of the new chapter approved rules in their missions, but the way we're doing it, we are playing acceptable casualties, which means if you get tabled, you get the points that you have, and then the other player keeps playing, and then you add the points up at the end of the game. But we are not removing Maelstrom cards from the deck, like in the new chapter approved missions. We are also not capping kill points, so just so people are aware. Liam's having an aneurysm.
Oh, I am a little bit. except the aneurysm is in. I'm very happy.
Yeah, nice. So for ATC coming up this year, where we've got capped kill points, but for BrizCon, no cap on kill points. But yeah,
kill.
Anything else I missed about BrizCon, fellas?
Just not that I think of.
Everyone needs to kill stuff because it's taking a win.
Yeah, that's right. not holding objectives, man. No, I got to kill stuff.
Just kill everything and then paint your army blue, gold, and silver.
Yep.
Yes!
They're the points that we have.
Well, it's a good thing we've got acceptable casualties in there, isn't it, Jordan? Because now we won't have people that just come and table each other.
Hey, Denise, do I have the...
Sorry, Liam?
Where do I find the ETC missions?
Oh, God. I love our community, but I've heard that so many times in the last 6 months. And because I'm going overseas, I've given all email responding duties to Luke now. So it's... So if anyone emails the normalblokes at gmail.com and doesn't get a response, just message me personally. It's all right.
Just find my personal... Call me, abuse me, ask me stupid questions. That's what Denise's trying to say.
I'm pretty excited for you guys to run the awesome event. I wish I was going to be here. But I think anyone that goes to BrizCon will have a sick time, especially at a 2-day event like that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to a main topic. Hobby burnout. Now.
Yep.
I think, like we said, a lot of us have experienced this at some point when... you know, you've been playing or painting or whatever, and it just gets not so fun. It's kind of like when you get a video game and you play it for a bit, and it's like, oh, that's a bit boring. Let's get a new video game. But then with 40K, it's a bit different because you have entire fucking hundreds of dollars put into this hobby. So we like to avoid this as much as we can. Guys, what causes hobby burnout?
Repetition. Honestly, repetition. Like So you're getting ready for it. Like, for example, you're getting ready for an event and you realize that you've got to paint 100 of the exact same model, and then you've got to play a game or like 10 games to get ready, where you've just got to move the models and play all your games the same way. it really can take some fun out of the game.
Mm. For sure, man. Like, just too much of one thing or too much of a polarized aspect of the hobby can really bring it down. What about...
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Luke, Jordan, any extra things on that?
Don't play Plague Bearer Spam.
Dude, I don't even fathom how you can do that to yourself. Like, I respect the people who can do it, but boy, do I? I don't know.
Oh, man. Man, I played a list with like 110 models just today, and that was painful. I don't know how you'd do double that. Like, I actually don't.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Wow. It's very hard.
I think I've always found that when we were leading up to like Winter Warfest and stuff and playing a million games and then playing the tournament, I didn't actually burn out from that. Burn out when I've got too much going on outside of the hobby.
Mm.
So if I start getting really like hammered with work, or if there's other... dedicating all of my time to, like if I start playing consoles or anything like that, dedicating time to that, I find that I burn out because I don't lose interest enough time.
Yeah, and it's just not it's not at the forefront of your mind, hey?
Yeah, and that's where I'm at the moment. I'm like, I spent so much time trying to build my tower up, and then I'm now kind of just like, I'm not over it, but I'm just like, I needed a break.
Mm.
And now with all the new Primaris stuff coming out, the idea of running a Blood Angels army again is actually getting exciting. And then the idea of a new project in the back of my mind, which might be Death Watch. So there's things to look forward to.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a thing to get me back into the hobby, is always looking forward to the next thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and I mean another part of, you know, burning out is you might be doing a good amount of hobby, but it might not be the stuff in the hobby that you enjoy. Like if you're not classically, I want to give the example of if you're not big into painting, you know, and all of a sudden you say, oh, I've got to paint this army really well, and you just spend 50 hours painting an army, and it might look great, but if you don't enjoy it, that can really put a sour taste on the whole hobby. On the same note, yep. You know, if you're playing with a group of players that, you know, let's say you enjoy like your beer and pretzels games or your narrative games, and you're playing in a group that plays mainly competitive, and you're not getting what you want out of that can really, you know, on that same note, really drain you in terms of hobby motivation. So finding out what you enjoy in the hobby is a big part of it as well.
100%. And I think on a slightly different note, something else that can thoroughly burn you out as well is, I don't know, trying to, let's say you have an idea, like a list idea that you've put together yourself and you're convinced it can work, and you've put it on the table a bunch of times and it just doesn't work in your local gaming group. It's really hard sometimes to persist with an idea you want to work, like you think is fun, and you're just not getting what you want out of it.
Yeah.
That can be hard.
Yeah, exactly. And that comes to the, you know, question of, do you just keep going with it and are you prepared to just own the kind of emotional pain with that, or do you switch it up? Yeah. No, it's 100%. And
how much into playing Blood Angels are you?
Oh, mate. God.
Love them.
Yeah. If I could just play Dante and Sanguinary Guard all day, that'd be the bomb. But
See, that's it. Like, I play Sanguinary Guard and the Sanguinaur still. They're not super competitive, but every time I play them, they seem to do all right. So it's like, I'll just keep adding them into my list.
Yeah.
Until someone can...
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Yeah. Smite, 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 smite.
You know, but that's fine. Yeah. But they can't. Yeah. They tend to come down and they kill a fuck ton of stuff.
Mm.
I can spend 5 CP to make them fight twice and get a guaranteed charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just kill things.
And I suppose the real question is, like, for your Blood Angel example, though, Jordan, like, do you think you'd be as persistent if you weren't getting the results?
Fuck no. No way.
That's not the answer I wanted at all. I was going to ask you, if you don't get the results, how do you overcome it? Like, how do you say, I think this can work? I think if I keep getting better at doing this, it can work.
Just pull a Denise and get a green spray can out, mate.
Oh, my God. The red salamanders strike again.
No, what were they called? They were blood lizards.
The blood lizards, mate. The blood lizards. So when I started playing properly in 40K, it was at the start of 8th, and I had a Blood Angels army that I'd hobbied up for a while, like during the end of 7th, just because I wanted to paint some cool shit. And then the rules came out for, you know, Space Marines and their codex, and I was like, oh, I kind of want to try Salamanders. So I just played Red Salamanders for a good part of like 4 months. It was pretty fucking woeful.
It was actually pretty hilarious.
I think everyone in our gaming group just still pays me out about it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. but no, yeah.
I've still got some of your Salamander stuff.
Oh, you do, you piece of shit. You got my Dreadnoughts.
No, it's in your scouts. Just
oh, yeah, true. I was wondering why I don't have scouts. That's right. I've lent like nearly 40% of my hobby collection out before I go.
I gave you your scouts back, right? Yeah.
They've then gone to Rory, and now they're about to go to Carlos. So the scouts are moving around. but yeah, I mean, in terms of you know, avoiding the hobby burnout and what can cause it, what do you guys do yourselves to avoid that getting to you and to keep going?
Go a new list and borrow it.
Borrow everything and make sure it's painted.
Yeah.
For
me, one of the big things I like in the hobby is I like playing painted armies that I've painted, that I put a lot of time into. I also look forward to the next project. So it's like, as I said earlier, Year of Death Watch right now is really cool for me because it's something I've always wanted to do and to make. And Death Watch are actually kind of competitive now, so...
Only a little competitive, man. They're not that good.
Yeah, they're only like 33% of all tournament armies.
Yeah, they're they've only gone from like a 30% win rate to like a 65% win rate in like, what, a month? That's all.
Like I said, they're only kind of competitive. They're not nothing major.
they're not as good as Blood Angels.
No,
that's right. They're not as good as all the Captain Smashes killing a knight every turn. You know?
21% win rate. Push that number up, Jordan.
That's right. I'll make that 27%.
Next minute, Denith goes 1-4 at a tournament with Blood Angels, drags that number slightly down to 20%.
Fuck you.
Yeah. And then you realise it's an ITC non-win-loss tournament and you win the event.
Oh, the submarine. Launch that torpedo nice bet. And low. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my my way of staying interested. Find something new to do. Find something that you're passionate about in the hobby. I like painting. Painting is a big thing for me. Thing is, I like playing, but I like playing with the stuff that I've painted.
Yeah, it's very fulfilling putting that painted army on the table, hey?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it is.
And that's for me, like, all jokes aside, that's why I kind of enjoy how I paint. Like, I know my painting is very low quality, but I can get a whole army done and I can chuck that army on the table in a week. So if I have an idea, I can get that up and running and look at it and be like, this project is functionally ready to go at anything. Yeah. And it's very satisfying to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very different now for me compared to what it was in the hobby where 5 years ago it was like, oh, I want to paint that because it looks cool and to never play it. Now it's like I look at stuff that's competitive and go, I want that because I like that and I want to paint that too. So
yeah. And it's good that G-Dub is leaning. Broadsides. It's good that G-Dub is leaning that way, that they're making like reasonable rules for these sick models. Like,
yep.
Like how good does your Vizark go on the table, Luke?
He's never seen that.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, not even in like a casual game.
I got these 10 Stern Guard veterans that I painted up for like a painting comp and they've just sat on my wall.
So
and the visa.
Yeah. With the visa. Having a tea party. Sorry, Liam, you were saying?
Oh, I was gonna say as well, like one other sort of other thing that it's not for everyone, I guess, but if you want something to sort of get over that hobby fatigue, if you've got that one army, I don't know, that you've got to paint 1,000 models for, or that one army that you just can't make work, I always have a fallback army, an army that's like, and I'm not expecting everyone to go out and buy two armies, but my Custodes is that. It's a very small model count army. It's got just Gilliman and Ten Alaris and a few characters. So it basically fits in a tiny shoebox and it's painted. If ever I'm getting too sick of playing a more complicated army, or I'm just like getting over a painting project, chuck that on the table or just even look at it for a bit. It's just simple enough to sort of try and get over that hobby fatigue.
Yeah. Definitely if the last little bit of your hobby has been quite complex, gaming, painting, whatever it is, simplifying it down. I mean, that's why, like Brett, who went to ATC with us last year, his thing was, guys, I'm playing a small model count army, I'm playing knights, because I'm sick of moving heaps of shit around. And he just played knights. And like sometimes, you know, that kind of thing can really be refreshing.
Yeah, and the thing about that as well, play something like knights. Not only can you play a simpler game, but you can play them in a more relaxed way. Like, your attitude doesn't have to be as intense. If you're playing 180 Plague Bearers, you better be ready to have some, like, tough discussions with your opponent.
You better bring a Nurofen or two to that game, because your back's going to be fucked.
Hydrate yourself.
Look, I had a similar kind of epiphany when I went from the Marines that sat there and shot shit and eventually threw a Smash Captain at you to playing the Necron Tomblades, where it was like refreshing to have that much of a dynamic army that could jump around and move and jump into your face and stuff. So, yeah, like, I agree. Mixing up the way you play is really important.
Good games against the Tomblades.
Oh, it was good, man. I nearly had you, but you're too good.
Oh, as if. Basically, just rolled too many good smites.
you nearly wrapped that Scarab, though.
Oh, to get started.
But, oh, so good. But Luke, what do you do when you get stuck in the old hobby burnout?
Me, I've
been write new lists. Yeah.
Yeah, I literally open Battlescribe, dude. It's like at 20 or 30 lists so far, and I'm kind of like on the point where I'm like, when's the limit gonna kick in? When is it gonna tell me you need to remove the list? Because, you know, you go to the toilet and you're like, all right, let's make a list, blah blah blah, and I've got so many things that I want to try and no models. So
three, four, five.
I just end up borrowing them, playing a new game, trying out new things, versus new people. Mm. Good. It's good. Yeah. You can find a lot to do. Mm. For me personally, like, I get a bit tired of painting. Like, I like the idea of painting, but I just don't like doing it.
I'm very similar.
I kind of like I'm painting right now because I have to, maybe, depending on what happens.
Depending on the situation of,
I'm still doing it just in case. I swapped lists. Like, I mean, I went from Eldar, because I'd always play Eldar, and it's just the same. It got a bit boring. I swapped to Marines. And, you know, now I'm on the Custodes train. I played a bit of Grey Knight. Played Imperial Fists, and then I started loving Centurions and just changing up the list all the time.
It actually makes me so happy you're not just playing Eldar, Luke.
Yeah, I know. Dude, it's like I don't know, I feel like you learn a lot more about the game when you don't have, like, oh,
you can't move 66 inches.
You're like, oh, you're stuck? Move again. Oh, you need to kill that thing? Shoot twice.
Yeah, when you play an army that doesn't have a solution to every problem, and that solution is cast X psychic power.
Yeah, it's a huge different dynamic, you know? Like, Marines are a lot slower. I would like to say more durable, but I know it's not.
Lol.
Because a 3-up armor save is pretty durable, right?
No, dude, power armor. Power armor saves everybody.
Yeah, man. Thank God I play, like, a billion points for that per model. That's good.
Yeah.
It's real good against those smites, I hear.
Yeah, it's great.
Guys are assholes.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong. I neither confirm nor deny this fact.
Well, it's a fact, you can't confirm or deny it, can you?
I can. It's called fake news.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, so.
Okay, back on topic now that we've just fizzled out. I was going to say, personally, what keeps me in the hobby and what keeps me going is, I guess, the people around me. And that influences whether I'm enjoying the hobby or whether I'm not. You know, if the people around me are having a bad day or are not enjoying the hobby or bickering among themselves, that really puts me off. But if everyone is having great games and having great experiences, that pushes me to, you know, do more hobby stuff, and that motivates me. I don't know if you guys feel that too.
Having a good gaming is just critical.
Yeah.
Does this explain why you haven't been playing much lately? Or?
No, I haven't been playing much lately because I'm busy as fuck. But thanks, Luke. Love you, man.
It is funny you say that because me and you, Denise, have had a couple of games over the last, and they've actually been really good games. And every time I finish playing against you, I get a little bit more motivated. I'm like, that was awesome. Had a lot of fun. Going to tournaments, you know, if you're not playing a lot of games in between, you're just going to like competitive events. You're playing against people you don't know, and it can, like Liam said, you know, having arguments over the table about my 7,000 models takes this long to move and I'm going to wrap your entire army and make you cry. You know, wears you out after a while as well.
Oh, definitely.
You know, when you're playing friends, you don't have arguments. It's like me and Denise can knock out a 2-hour game, like a 2,000 point game, and like, and it's full of laughs the whole way through. And it's,
I'll be chucking dice at you, like, and fuck, it's
dice across the table. Yeah. The table's like, you know, splitting in half because we're running two dining tables to.
Jordan's massive biceps just like pushing the table and it's nearly cracking as he leans over. Good thing Liam's knob's not on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, the threes piling.
The double Denise, mate.
But yeah, when you are playing against your friends, it does experience a little bit more fun, especially when you've had a lot of games between each other, especially prepping for events.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, like we said before, changing gears can be really good. Like I've had me and Ramya have recently moved, or mainly me. Ramya just comes and goes as she pleases. But we've had a few mates over on weekends and we started playing Catan, Settlers of Catan. And holy shit, man.
That is a fun game.
It is refreshing. It is refreshing to play, and it's great to like curb stomp some fools. I don't know how to play board games, but it's also got me playing Age of Empires, which is like, you know, getting me back to my childhood. And sometimes little stuff like that is real refreshing, and that gives me a bit of like, on different to how Jordan you were saying, when if you have other shit going on, it pulls away from your hobby. For me, sometimes that refreshes it for me. So I guess everyone's different in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing I would say that can help if you are really burning out or having trouble, kind of, let's say you've got like, you've pulled a James Fuller and you've got like 4,000 points of grey models on your shelf. Shout out to James. You know, if you've got a big daunting task, you know, sometimes setting these little goals where you want to just paint a little thing by a certain date and then have little short-term goals of your hobby, or even just games, saying this month I'm going to try and fit two or three games in, you know, and next month doing the same thing, or trying to find a new person to play, and like little stuff like that can really improve your outlook on the hobby as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, we're part of, me and Jordan are part of a slow grow league that Matt McArdle started through BGC. And that's been really cool. It's been cool to get playing a few new people. And you can see people's enjoyment of 40K growing with something like that. So it's awesome.
Yeah. And Brisbane is really coming up, I think. Uh-huh. I mean, I just remember a few years ago, you could not put a big tournament together. You could not get a group of people in a room to play games without somebody trying to light somebody else on fire. And man, now look, the fires are still going, but there's 70 people coming to BrizCon.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm really excited.
There's 70 people coming to BrizCon for 40K and people are on the waiting list.
It's gonna be good. Look, I mean, because we're submitting our results to ITC as well, we'll be classed as an ITC major. So, along with WinterCon and CanCon, third ITC major. I think there might be some others in Australia. I'm not 100% sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Was RatCon?
I don't think it. RatCon was a GT, yeah.
GT, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, I mean, the other thing I would say is whenever I attend events and meet new people, I get really buzzed about the hobby. Like a lot of people, when they go home after an event, are like dead. I'm in the car making new lists on the way home. So well, that gets me going.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I love when you see like someone else's... Sorry, Liam.
No, you go. You
see someone else's new list idea and like, oh, if they beat you or they play well, you see it. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm going to try and make a list using that.
Yeah.
I love that sort of part of
Plan UV. All right.
When we drove back from Newcastle. So Newcastle.
What the fuck did you just say?
Jesus, man. I got some bad Newcastle vibes there. Lockie, Brian, myself, and Ben went to a tournament in Newcastle. And on our drive, we organized for us to do like rotating driving in case one of us got tired.
Mm.
For 8 hours straight, we did matchups for the tournament, and I drove the whole way there. It was not even slightly fatiguing because it was so awesome. And on the way back, we only swapped drivers once because it was so entertaining with having a group of guys in the car.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I've done road trips before from Sydney and back with motorsport stuff, and it is actually trips are quite enjoyable, especially if you've got a good group of people in a car, and the car has to be comfortable. Back doing that, it's not fun. if you know, like a, I don't know, say BMW beneath.
They are nice cars, like, aren't they?
Probably drive all of us.
Doesn't beat a Mercedes.
If the Mercedes is the size of a Coke can, I guess it does, Liam.
Hey, good point. Well played. Or if it looks like you could drop your kids off at the pool in it.
or a tampon on wheels, but
yeah. There's that. Yep.
It's like Jordan's floaty for his left arm.
What?
There's so many bicep muscles tonight.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just miss you, Jordan. It's been too long. Just fucking come over and give me a hug.
Weird flex, but okay.
You miss him or his biceps? Like,
fuck you, no los dos. Fuck you, no lost doors. All right, what else is coming up? We should probably cover our sponsors for BrizCon, by the way. So major sponsors for the event coming up, we've got Brisbane Gaming Collective, we've got Bris Vegas Comics and Games, we've got OTP Terrain, Knights of Dice, and Frontline Gaming Australia, who are submitting prize support for the event. So that's really exciting.
That's great.
Yeah. But yeah, anything else you guys want to discuss before we wrap up?
I think we're a bit short on the old content tonight, just due to how busy everyone is at the moment, leading up to this pretty major event.
Yeah, we wanted to get something out though. So
We had to. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing too is the meta hasn't really shifted too much at the moment either. There's not a lot to talk about in that aspect.
Yeah, Imperium's still king of the hill, mate. It's all good.
Stuck eggs to all you non-Imperium players, including myself. I mean, I play Imperium and Tau, so I'm on the fence. You can't judge me.
Identity issues,
eh? Yeah.
What?
Identity issues.
Identity issues.
Oh, we can't say.
Do I prefer fascism or communism? I just really can't decide.
But yeah, I was going to say just another reminder before we finish for BrizCon, people to put lists in and register on DUP, have a look at the players pack. Any questions, definitely shoot us a message and we can sort it out. But next time around we'll have some great content for you, and it might be probably just before BrizCon that you guys hear from us next.
Dun-dun.
Yeah, cool. Alright, well, thanks for coming on, guys. We'll let everyone get back to their lives and see you next time.
Thanks for a chat, guys. Have a good night.